This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting this week from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of July 21st, 2024. Milwaukee played host to the Republican National Convention last week, bringing Republicans from across the country to the Midwest to formally nominate former President Donald Trump as the party's presidential nominee. Arkansas's delegates to the convention arriving the Saturday and Sunday before the convention start on July 15th. Their arrival as Trump took part in a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. It would be that same rally that Trump survived an assassination attempt. One rally-goer died, and two others were critically injured. State Representative Mindy McLendon also serves as the Republican National Committee's National Committee Woman for Arkansas. She and her family were in their hotel room in Lake Geneva, about 50 miles southwest from Milwaukee, when they first heard about the shooting. McLendon speaking to the Democrat Gazette last Monday.
People are still very excited for the president to get elected, but I think people kind of have a little bit of a reset where they are thinking there are bigger things, there are more important things than some of the rhetoric that's been out there, and to make sure that we are really focused on policy and making a difference and making America great.
Both sides of the aisle calling for reducing the use of divisive language and changing the tone of political discourse. U.S. Senator John Bozeman of Rogers says he hopes what happened in Pennsylvania serves as a wake-up call.
Certainly campaigns are tough. We're divided as a country. But you can, you know, certainly turn down the rhetoric and this and that. And that's true of both sides.
Jonathan Barnett attended the Republican National Convention in 1972 when Richard Nixon received the nomination in Miami. As Nixon celebrated, anti-war protesters gathered around the convention venue, intimidating convention goers. As this year's convention began last Monday, Barnett, a former state legislator, says he hoped the assassination attempt would lead to a more productive political dialogue.
Unfortunately, it makes it a little bit more exciting because now you've got a president that's been shot, not severely, but shot, and he makes his first appearance in public since the assassination attempt. And we're there to hear his response.
Once the Arkansas group arrived in Milwaukee, they were ready to back the former president. Christian Olson of Little Rock attended the convention as a guest.
I think the stakes were already high for conservatives leading up to the convention, and Saturday just brought home how high those stakes are and raised the stakes even higher. But I think there's also some unifying effects that came from that, where people across the spectrum understand that violence really has no place in politics. Nobody wants that.
The convention started with delegates formally nominating Trump as their presidential nominee. Republican Party of Arkansas Chairman Joseph Wood speaking on the convention floor.
We cast our 40 votes to continue the fight and save America with Donald J. Trump. Our votes for Donald J. Trump. Woo big Salim!
Republicans also formally nominated their vice presidential pick, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. A senator not even 2 years into his tenure on Capitol Hill, Vance entered the national spotlight after releasing Hillbilly Elegy in 2016, a memoir exploring his family and Appalachia. State Attorney General Tim Griffin likes the pick, saying Vance's experience in the Senate would be an asset in a second Trump presidency.
That person will know how to help shepherd legislation through. You know, to some degree, Vice President Pence did that because he had a lot of knowledge of Capitol Hill. He had served on the House side. In fact, I served with him on the House side. And I think there are a lot of different boxes that he checks, and I think it's a solid choice.
U.S. Representative French Hill of Little Rock also supporting Vance as the vice presidential nominee. Hill did not arrive at the convention until Wednesday, but he had been following the week's action.
A good choice in the sense that he's hardworking, he's energetic, he is from the Midwest and can speak to voters that Donald Trump really needs to get out and turn out to elect, whether they're in Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, or Pennsylvania.
Arkansas did have its moment during the convention. Two of the natural state's most recognizable political figures spoke on the second day. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton of Little Rock delivered a speech contrasting Trump's actions on immigration to President Joe Biden's policies. Republicans have frequently criticized the Biden administration's handling of security at the U.S.-Mexico border. At the same time, Congress has failed to pass immigration legislation, in part because of the divided nature on Capitol Hill. Cotton says a second Trump presidency would result in a secure border and a better immigration system.
So what choice will we make? Will we choose Joe Biden, open borders, amnesty, and chaos? No, of course not. We'll choose Donald Trump and his record of security, prosperity, and stability.
One of the biggest moments of the convention happened that same evening when Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders took the stage. Sanders caught the public's attention as White House press secretary for 2 years under Trump. She is now in her second year as governor. University of Arkansas Assistant Professor Karen Siebold says Sanders' attendance at the convention provided an opportunity for the governor to build upon her national profile.
She's aspirational, so likely she is looking to future elections. And this is a great springboard for her to do that.
Sanders told the Democrat Gazette that she changed her speech preparation following the assassination attempt against Trump. This was apparent last Tuesday evening.
God Almighty intervened because America is one nation under God, and he is certainly not finished with President Trump.
Much of Sanders' address focused on two areas. The first, her time as White House press secretary, in which she reflected on her time working under Trump without missing an opportunity to take a jab at the current president.
I got the chance to take my 4-year-old son, Huck, to bring your kid to work day. Much like Jill now drags Joe to bring your husband to work day.
The second area, the work of herself and fellow Republican governors in promoting conservative principles. This includes helping the Texas National Guard with border security efforts and supporting tax reduction policies.
For the last 4 years, Republican governors have been leading that fight and doing what Joe Biden refuses to do.
Sanders was not the only Arkansas governor to attend the convention. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson traveled to Milwaukee nearly 1 year ago to participate in the first Republican presidential debate. Hutchinson focused his presidential campaign on his thorough political resume, from U.S. attorney to 8 years in Little Rock. He also pushed the idea that he could be an alternative to Trump. Hutchinson separated himself from Trump following the latter's embrace of false claims surrounding the 2020 presidential election, a gap that widened following the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Last week, Hutchinson returned to Milwaukee, but not to participate in the convention's programming. Rather, he spent the week talking to reporters and delivering political analysis for Scripps News. As Hutchinson spoke to the Democrat Gazette, people approached the former candidate, wanting to shake his hand and wish him well.
You know, these are, as you can see, people I've worked with for 4 decades, and I'm a Republican.
Some of Hutchinson's former primary opponents, including former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, have backed Trump. Hutchinson has not given such an endorsement. At one point during his campaign, he said he would not support Trump if the latter was convicted of a crime. When asked if he had changed his mind on whether he would vote for Trump, Hutchinson paused before giving this answer.
I've always said I wouldn't support Biden. I'm a Republican, and so it's a question of whether, you know, I write in somebody or, vote for Donald Trump.
Nate Todd served under Hutchinson, leading the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs. When Hutchinson was on the campaign trail, Todd supported him, even at one point traveling to Iowa for the former governor. Now, Todd is backing Trump.
The platform and the values of the Republican Party is what I am following and what I am advocating.
Todd says he believes Trump has surrounded himself with better people, adding he hopes Hutchinson can join that orbit.
All of that skill set, we need it in the administration and we need it in this country.
Barring any changes to the Republican or Democratic tickets, this year's presidential election presents a unique situation to the voting populace. A rematch has not occurred since the 1956 election. If Trump does win in November, he would be the second person to serve two non-consecutive terms in the White House, following Grover Cleveland more than 100 years ago. Siebold on this historic moment.
You do have Biden going after Trump on his record as president. And then you have Trump going after Biden on his record as president.
Siebold adds this rematch presents a potential fair matchup as voters understand the records of both major presidential candidates.
With that being said, I always caution my students to be careful when comparing presidents to one another because, you know, it really is a different circumstance for every president.
Hill says this November, voters have a binary choice.
Do you want to go back to a president that understands the economy as a private sector business person and a person who demonstrated as president in his first term that he understands how to incent economic activity and economic growth?
As the Republican National Convention drew to a close last Thursday, McElinden said Trump and other Republicans succeeded in focusing on the policy differences between the two major parties.
I think he's really focused back on policy of saying we need to be sure that we're helping our Kansans be able to put food on their tables, to be able to put gas in their cars, and to find jobs.
The assassination attempt on Trump will remain on people's minds in the coming weeks, especially as Congress resumes legislative business this week. The Senate and House of Representatives will spend the next 2 weeks on legislative business on Capitol Hill before beginning their month-long August recess. Bozeman says he thinks things will be different in the halls of Congress.
The question is it going to last? And so we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, I represent everybody. And so once the elections are over, then you need to come together and try and get things done. Elections are difficult. They're hard fought. There are many battles. On the other hand, certainly there is a limit to what you need to be saying and doing. If you get beyond that, then it's irresponsible.
The Democratic National Convention is set to begin August 19th in Chicago. That's more than 90 miles away from the site of the RNC. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of July 21st, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.